unlocking the latest SMA insights, courtesy of Biogen.
Today is Thursday, October 18th, 2018. I'm Mike Nace, Executive Editor of SMA News Today. AveXis has filed a first request for approval of its highly anticipated gene therapy, AVXS-101, to treat infants with spinal muscular atrophy type 1 with the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, according to CureSMA. Similar applications were filed with regulatory authorities in the European Union and Japan, AveXis said in a statement to the SMA community posted on the group's website. These three requests, first reported by the patient advocacy group that was an early supporter of the therapy, applies only to type 1 infants up to 9 months treated via intravenous delivery. Further requests for older patients and those with other disease types are anticipated. Sukumar Nagatran, AveXis's chief medical officer, hinted at such a development, predicting this year could be one of, quote, significant clinical progress as we continue toward our ultimate goal of bringing AVXS-101 to the patients and families devastated by SMA. In the next 60 days, the FDA will decide whether to accept the application, known as a biologics license application. If it moves ahead, its review process is expected to take 6 months. Decisions by all three regulatory agencies are expected by mid-2019. Pivotal data supporting the applications are drawn largely on the company's Phase 1 study in type 1 babies that is now in a long-term extension called START. Infants in that first trial, given the proposed therapeutic dose, had increases of 9.8 points at 1 month and 15.4 points at 3 months in mean CHOP INTEND scores, which assessed movement ability, the company had reported. The Phase 1 study, which formally concluded in January of 2018, upended natural history patterns for SMA type 1. A separate and pivotal Phase 3 trial, STRIVE Phase 3, now underway, is also assessing the effectiveness and safety of a one-time intravenous infusion of AVXS-101 in type 1 SMA children younger than 6 months. Novartis acquired AveXis largely on the basis of this promising therapy and the series of pivotal clinical trials underway for $8.7 billion in cash earlier this year in April. Type 1 SMA is the most severe and common type of spinal muscular atrophy. Symptoms appear between birth and 6 months of age and are characterized by serious muscle weakness, including an inability to raise the head to breathe, cough, or swallow normally. Children with type 1 SMA can only sit upright with support. AVXS-101 consists of a harmless AAV virus, serving as the carrier and a normal version of the SMN gene, which is defective in SMA. The lower levels of the SMN protein cause the loss of specialized nerve cells called motor neurons, ultimately leading to progressive muscle weakness and atrophy. Researchers presented unheard-of preliminary data from STRIVE at the American Academy of Neurology annual meeting that ran in Los Angeles in April. The treatment appeared to be safe with no reported serious adverse events. In the 6 babies who had received AVXS-101, mean CHOP INTEND scores rose by an average of 7.81 month after dosing. After 3 months, half of those patients had improved 17.3 points. By 24 months post-treatment, 11 out of 12 babies were able to sit unassisted for 30 seconds or more. Up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Forum Director Michael Morale.
This is your daily flash briefing, brought to you by Biogen. Learn more about a treatment option for SMA, locate a treatment center, or attend an event near you at unlocksma.com.
Welcome to my weekly flash briefing for SMA News Today. My name is Michael Morale. In this week's flash briefing, I would like to spend a few minutes to explain the possible new delivery method for Spinraza called an SIC system, otherwise known as a subcutaneous intrathecal catheter. This delivery system involves the use of a subcutaneous port that is buried just below the skin level and has a catheter that runs directly into the central nervous system of patients who are actively on treatment with Spinraza. This subcutaneous port would allow those who would otherwise be eliminated or disqualified from receiving this treatment the ability to receive it. Right now, the only way to administer Spinraza is through an intrathecal injection, otherwise known as a lumbar puncture. Infants and small children are at risk of this procedure, and this new possible subcutaneous intrathecal catheter system would give hopes to not only those individuals, but it would also give hope to individuals that have had spinal fusion due to scoliosis. Dr. Tomasz Potocznik, an orthopedic surgeon in Poland, recently announced that the SIC delivery system of Spinraza would not be allowed in the European Union, otherwise known as the EU. Dr. Potocznik stated the following, quote, "As far as I know, it's not possible in Europe because the SMPC, or the Summary of Product Characteristics, prohibits the use of subcutaneous access ports in the long term. It has to be administered through a single access route. So in Europe, this is not allowed." End quote. Kasper Rudzinski, president of Fungica SMA and organizer of the Warsaw Conference, said that because Spinraza is not a one-off treatment, but has to be repeated every few weeks and then every few months, doctors prefer not to take their chances. Mr. Rudzinski, who has a 9-year-old daughter with SMA type 2, went on to say the following, quote, "Normally, when you do a spinal jab, the patient has to bend. If the patient is unable to, it's next to impossible to insert the needle between the vertebrae, especially if they were previously undergoing spinal fusion." End quote. Mr. Rudzinski went on to state the following, quote, "In some countries, it is expressly stated that those who have had surgery are excluded from Spinraza. I think they should be given a chance, and it should be up to the treating doctor, not the government, to decide whether or not to undertake the procedure." End quote. I hope you enjoyed this week's Flash Briefing. We at SMA News Today hope everyone's having a fantastic day. And until next time, take care of yourself. Bye-bye.
Be sure to visit SMA News Today for the latest daily digital coverage of spinal muscular atrophy. For SMA News Today, I'm Mike Nace, Executive Editor.
This is your daily Flash Briefing, brought to you by Biogen. Learn more about a treatment option for SMA, locate a treatment center, or attend an event near you at unlocksma.com.